Are trigger warnings helpful in the classroom? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Mara Grayson, assistant professor of English at California State University Dominguez Hills, says maybe not.
Have you used trigger warnings in your classes? Since Slate magazine called 2013 the year of the trigger warning, these statements, which inform students of distressing or potentially re-traumatizing content, have been a subject of national debate. Though they are common, there is limited evidence of their usefulness. Critical pedagogies require open acknowledgement of systemic inequities like racism. Some educators claim that trigger warnings help scaffold these difficult yet necessary conversations. Others suggest that they prevent intellectual growth and reduce psychological resiliency. My current research asks, how critical a pedagogy is the trigger warning? Though trauma disproportionately affects people of color, survey and interview data show that trigger warnings are most commonly used by white educators in predominantly white institutions. These warnings frequently preface depictions and discussions of racism. Many educators believe that providing a heads up about controversial topics honors students' emotional well-being. For white students, however, the cognitive dissonance that arises when faced with new knowledge about racism is a necessary part of developing a non-racist identity. By preventing that dissonance, trigger warnings lessen the potential for critical self-reflection. Some educators also allow students to opt out of particularly difficult conversations. Students of color cannot opt out of racism. To teach equitably, educators must examine practices, like the trigger warning, that might be less critical than they seem. Under the guise of student responsiveness, the trigger warning may limit transformative discourse and reify existing racial hierarchies. The trigger warning, of course, is not the problem, but it is not the solution either.
That was Mara Grayson of California State University, Dominguez Hills. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.